Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
How many years does it take to go back to the future? How long have I been saying silver for candida? Yes, swish your mouth if you have thrush, if you have a baby that has overgrowth of candida yeast. And now, look at medical news today. Super Don, they've been just confirming all the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show this week. This has been amazing. Just,
yeah, vindication has been sweet this week, hasn't it?
That's like the key word. If we have a key word for the week, it's vindication. Not yes. That we need to be vindicated. I mean, we need to vindicate people like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who's done great work. We've got him coming up next hour. That's exciting, having him back on, especially with the news that his co-author of the paper they attacked him on so long ago, his co-author, been completely vindicated. Oh, yes, vindication.
Absolutely.
Like that word.
And then
today.
Vindication. Vindication for Patty Finn. That's coming.
That is coming. That's right.
We're working on that one.
New York attorney Patty Finn, who's standing up for your rights, moms and dads up there, and in West Virginia, to say no for your children's sake to vaccination.
We've got her coming up next hour as well.
Yep, Patty Finn's coming up. It's a V word day, vindication, vaccination.
It is.
Hey, what
V
else?
For vindication. It's a new movie coming out soon.
I like it. V for vindication. We got to do that. Contact the Wachowski brothers. Welcome,
right,
everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution Friday. Dr. Frank King is in Anaheim at the Expo West, where I would normally be, but I'm enjoying being in the home studio. And so we've got a best of with Dr. King, but we've got lots of new interviews, especially with Dr. Wakefield and Patty Finn coming up. So stand by. But first and foremost, the vaccine seminar, the silver thing. I think the silver thing we've got to do first, the and medical news today. This is really a stunning revelation. Killing candida with mouthwash containing silver nanoparticles. Yeast which cause hard-to-treat mouth infections are killed using silver nanoparticles in the lab, scientists found. Well, there's your moment of duh if you've been listening to this show. We've been using bioactive silver hydrosol, which, by the way, contains silver nanoparticles that are not harmful to the environment nor to you, as evidenced by the fact that we're still going strong here all these years later, and my kids are healthy and happy, and we're dealing with these things. And that's almost like the number one issue. When I go out and train health food stores, Don, like about how to do, you know, all the tools you have in your health food store, because I'm here because of the things sold in health food stores. All of those things are there to help you, and including the silver hydrosol. But number one on the list, they say every day, people 1, 2, 10 come in with candida overgrowth. This is so darn common.
Right? I've never had to deal with candida, but it doesn't surprise me that silver takes care of this. And this is something, as you said, we've been talking about for a long time. I use silver all the time for all kinds of things. And I've talked about on this show the different experiences that I've had with silver and how well it works. And here we've got proof, studies and tests that they're doing where they're finding that silver is working. And as we were talking on the air before we came on, that when you look at this, the way I see it, it's a positive story, but at the same time, it causes me to worry a little bit because the more that they come out and acknowledge that silver is working, it makes me wonder how long it's going to be before they're going to try and shut this out as being a product that everybody has access to without it being something that you need a prescription for. I see that coming on the horizon because when they have to acknowledge that this works, how long will it be before they go, okay, wait a minute, now this is something that's treating a disease, this is something that is now a considered a drug and is no longer going to be something that you're going to be able to go freely and get from the health food stores.
Well, that's always the concern of mine as well, and we've seen the attempts to do that. Back in 1999, when they pulled all colloidal silver off the market and said it's now no longer an over-the-counter, let's say, product, and it now was relegated to dietary supplement status, barely, if you will, and therefore, right, when you pick up a bottle of colloidal silver or silver hydrosol, it won't say to relieve, cure, prevent, treat, mitigate anything, cold, flu, or anything.
Because, it's immune support.
Yeah,
that is what
generic
they call it.
Thing. Yeah, but that's the freedom of speech that we no longer have. I mean, we become wussy Americans where we accept, yeah, okay, the government should tell us this because we don't want to get hurt by a dietary supplement. Meanwhile, you're getting killed by the drugs. I understand there's new laws now saying you can't protest anywhere near a politician. I mean, we are a nation of wimps and wussies. I mean, how much more do we put up with until they just, you know, put you in your cage physically, visibly? I mean, right now the cage is sort of invisible. You can do whatever you want, just don't do this, that, and the other, and don't protest anywhere near.
What would happen to the Constitution? I just
read it.
It seems like every time you turn around, there's some other weird interpretation of the Constitution going on that is restricting people from exercising their rights, which is the complete opposite of what the Constitution was supposed to establish, that it protected your rights. And I think maybe in the next segment, we've got to get into the constitutionality of declaring war.
Oh, yes, let's.
Yeah, it's just that's got me on fire today.
The Constitution, Don, is in exile, as Judge Andrew Napolitano has said. You're going to find out when we hear Sessions go up against Panetta. And we got the three-round smackdown coming up on that. Hey, the Vaccine Center, by the way, speaking of silver, too, because silver is one of those things that addresses viruses that they say, oh, they're so bad, you're going to have to get a shot. Nothing you can do. Well, there are things you can do. In fact, you can download the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous by going to robertscottbell.com and seeing the link. Don, you'll tell him about that. But listen to Corey calling in. He's listened to this thing, and he's got something to say.
Hi, Robert. It's Corey calling from the North Bay area in California. Just wanted to say that I absolutely love your vaccine seminar with John Rappaport. And a quick story. Came home the other day from work, and six of my neighbors are sitting in my living room. And I get home, and I say, what is this, some kind of organic, non-GMO intervention? And of course, everybody laughed. And immediately, they started asking how the Health Freedom Expo was. And I told them how great it was and everything, and ended up getting on the subject of vaccines. And thanks to your vaccine seminar, I was able to share a lot of information with them and help wake them up to a certain degree, and of course turn them on to the vaccine seminar and direct them in that direction. But just want to say thank you for putting that out there. The information is incredible. I thought I knew a lot about vaccines before, and the more I listened to the seminar, the more I realized how much I'm still learning about vaccines and their dangers and how to reverse the effects. Just want to say thank you for everything you're doing. Love the show, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Unlike vaccines, the vaccine seminar actually works. I think that's what we're hearing.
Well, you know, the thing I thought when I heard that is, you know, if I came home and found six of my neighbors sitting in my living room, I'd be scared to death. I mean, how cool is it? There used to be a time, I guess, when you know, your neighbors were your friends and you knew your neighbors and everybody had relations and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that's changed a lot, you know, in today's society, that people, I think, are more or less or maybe more afraid of their neighbors than they are friends with their neighbors. How cool is it that he knows six of his neighbors that well that they would all be sitting in his living room when he came home and asking him about the Health Freedom Expo?
I think that's really, really encouraging, really awesome. And how hilarious. Are you doing an organic health freedom intervention on me?
Corey, sit down. We need to talk.
Yes, excuse me. That health freedom thing is going a little overboard here. And he gets to tell them all about the vaccines. And that's the thing. That's working. That's what John and I set out to do. Give people the information to where they're comfortable and confident in talking to their neighbors, their family, their friends in ways that really are no longer off-putting, that can give them the posture to stand and say, hey, yeah, we could chat about it. And I can actually score. You know, that you'll actually land. I don't mean punches in a battle, but I mean, who's calling? The vaccine police now? you'll actually land the information so that they'll receive it. And how often have I talked about, yeah, you can rant and rave and be entertaining and everything, but if the information that's not is related is not received, there's nothing that it can do. You know,
sure.
And we're about affecting
and, you know, actually, I think valuable information travels and is more effective by word of mouth than it is somebody reading an article in a paper or hearing something on YouTube. If you share something with somebody that you know, they're going to be more interested and believe the information you're giving them because it's coming from you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a testimonial, it's something personal. And if we can share this information with our friends, with our neighbors, with our family, there's a good chance that this can really have an effect and make a difference if we just share these things with people. And the seminar gives you the ability to have that information and it's all in one place. I helped put this thing together and I'm still going through it going, wow, listen to this. This is amazing information. The stories and the information that you and John put together was absolutely outstanding. And we are getting tremendous response from this.
Yeah. Well, talk to your friends because listen, the old media is not going to help you. Your doctor is not going to help you on this. And certainly big government's not going to help you on this. They're going to say the Constitution doesn't exist. We're going to hear about that. It's Leon Panetta versus Sessions in a 3-round knockdown next segment when we come back. And, of course, Dr. King coming up with a best of because we've got some skin conditions we got to deal with here. Well, not literally here, but we're going to help you deal with those. Also, Dr. Andrew Wakefield coming up next hour along with Patty Finn. More vaccines in the news and the way that it should be related right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've often talked here on the issue of the Constitution, and I don't mean just your Constitution, the Constitution, the federal Constitution, your state Constitution. We have constitutional deficiency diseases. For goodness sake, and we've got more evidence of that. More evidence.
Is there a pill for that? Is there a pill for that?
There must be a pill for that. We're going to ask Kathleen Sebelius to push something forward from the Health and Human Services Secretary and put it on myplate.gov, dagnammit. Yeah. Yeah, constitutional deficiency okay. disease. You ready? There's a constitutional deficiency disease, and Leon Panetta admits it. Admits it! Leon Panetta, what is he, Secretary of Defense?
He's on the – I think he's on the Armed Services Committee.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's some military guy. Yeah. Used to be a wussy in the Clinton administration, I remember.
Yeah. And, you know, these guys, they're like a – you know, like they say, a broken clock. You know, it's right
Ivy
at least
League.
Twice a day, right?
Yeah. Ivy and, League wussies willing to send your kids off to die for undeclared, not even wars. We just want to do whatever. Well, you know, maybe we need some cooperation. Let's ask the UN. Hey, let's ask our friends over there. Well, is it okay if we do what we think is in our own best interest? This was in Congress. There was a testimony going on about this, was there not? This is, what's the guy's name, Sessions versus Leon
Jeff
Panetta?
Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
And he was talking with Leon Panetta, and they were talking specifically about the process that's being taken in order to authorize establishing a no-fly zone in Syria.
Okay.
And so Jeff Sessions is questioning Leon Panetta about how they're going to go about authorizing this and getting, quote, permission to do this.
But I tell you what to do. You want a no-fly zone? Get one of those fly swatters that are electrically charged and go, no-fly zone. Good. You're done.
There's sticky paper for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you
can do. Send our military over there to do this.
Before you have to go to our military after asking permission of the international community. Sessions versus Panetta. Round one.
When it comes to the kind of military action where we want to build a coalition and work with our international partners, then obviously we would like to have some kind of legal basis on which to do it as we did in Libya.
Now, some sort of legal basis. We worried about international legal basis, but nobody worried about the fundamental constitutional legal basis that this Congress has over war. We were not asked, stunningly, in direct violation of the War Powers Act, whether or not you believe it's constitution. It certainly didn't comply with it. We spent our time worrying about the UN, the Arab League, NATO, and too little time, in my opinion, worried about the elected representatives of the United States.
Legal basis?
Wait a minute. Was that Jeff Sessions or Ron Paul?
Yeah, you know, that wild?
Right?
Legal basis? There was no what was their legal basis for going into Libya? NATO. Oh, NATO said we need to do that.
That's right.
That's the legal basis. And we just, you know, listen, we caught a constitutional deficiency disease, and Panetta is just there to reinforce it. I mean, come on, Sessions. No, get it
honestly, Rar, when it comes down to it, who is NATO?
Yeah.
It's mostly the U.S.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
I mean, it really is. So it's like NATO, the U.S., is giving the U.S. permission to go into Syria.
Without, by the way, referring to something called the Constitution. So round two gets a little more interesting, does it not?
It does, yes.
Do you think that you can act without Congress to initiate a no-fly zone in Syria without congressional approval?
You know, again, our goal would be to seek international permission, and we would come to the Congress and inform you and determine how best to approach this, whether or not we would want to get permission from the Congress. I think those are issues we would have to discuss as we decide what to do here.
What? First off, he wants to get international permission.
Permission, right?
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a second.
What is it we're doing here? What is the purpose of going into Syria?
Is it not?
Why do we need permission to go into Syria? Is Syria saying, please come in? No.
No, they're definitely not.
No, they're not. This is a
Don, you haven't been paying attention to the news cycle lately.
Well,
I'm sorry. You're falling down on your job, super producer.
I'm sorry.
Syria is obviously harboring raw milk terrorists.
Oh, that must be it.
They are harboring Amish people against the will of the FDA. We've got to go in and save them from raw
milk.
There's
a food co-op there that we've just got to go and raid and take down.
Yeah, it's called Rossum Middle East, and they're going in to take them out. Remember the idea of permission? Haven't I brought that up? You know, where permission is required, that means you are not an owner. You are not the sovereign. And if the United States, in this case, as Panetta is supposedly representing it, you know, the executive branch to the congressional branch with Panetta versus Sessions here, round two, we now know this is a tacit admission that the United States is no longer a sovereign nation. It's just not. we are no longer a sovereign nation, because Panetta says, listen, we got to ask for permission from the international community, and then we'll decide whether we want to come to Congress and either ask permission from Congress or just inform you what we are doing.
Yeah, I don't understand. First, we're going to ask for international permission, and as you were saying, then we're going to come and maybe we'll inform you. Inform you? I thought the Congress was the one that was supposed to inform the executive branch that it's okay to do these things. We're asking permission of another country or an international organization, and we are no longer asking permission from Congress, who is authorized by the Constitution to be the ones to determine whether we should even send the military somewhere else. This is astounding. It's astonishing to hear him say what he's saying.
Yeah, it's a tacit admission. As I said, the U.S. is no longer a sovereign nation, no longer operates under the Constitution. And there we go thinking again, asking questions again, pointing this out. Sessions, what are you thinking, pulling a Ron Paul playbook out by asking actual good questions of an executive branch official like Leon Panetta?
I'm almost breathless about that. Because what I heard you say is, we're going to seek international approval, and they will come and tell the Congress what we might do, and we might seek congressional approval.
No, well,
I want to just say to you, that's a big dish. Wouldn't you agree, you've served in the Congress?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree that that's would be pretty breathtaking to the average American? So would you like to clarify that?
But I've also served. With Republican presidents and Democratic presidents, who has always reserved the right to defend this country if necessary.
Bingo. Bingo. Now, that right there, when I heard him say that, I thought, you know what? This is the problem. And when we talk about supporting Ron Paul and talking about what he stands for and going back to the Constitution and constitutional principles, this is a perfect example. Now, what Panetta said right there, he's basically using that's his cop-out on the situation. Because what he's saying is, well, but, you know, I've served with Republican presidents and Democratic presidents that have always reserved the right to defend this country. Okay, no. What Panetta is saying there is that there are Republican presidents and Democrat presidents in the past that have violated the Constitution and taken military action without going through the constitutional process and asking for permission by the Congress. So therefore, I am standing with what they've done. And, you know, and basically what's happening here is because that's been going on for so long, they have adopted a very flawed constitutional opinion and interpretation of what is necessary in order to be able to go to war. And so unfortunately what we've done is we've had a pattern. We've had a pattern that's gone on for so long that now it's become accepted that we no longer have to go through the Congress and ask the Congress for permission because, look, that president didn't do it, and that president didn't do it, and that president didn't do it, so it's okay now.
Super
and that's
Don.
Basically what Panetta said right there, is
Super
that, well,
Don.
You know what, these guys did it, so why do we have to do it? We're just going to do what they did.
Super Don is back. Did you hear that? He nailed it. yes, indeed. It was a quick flight out, quick flight back. You're right, and this is the point that Ron Paul has been trying to make for his entire career, is that the Constitution, for everything, all the time, no exceptions. Kind of like the 10th Amendment, Senator, we talk about that. And this is something that Panetta is saying, well, everybody else got to violate the Constitution. We want to do it too. So don't be calling us to the carpet. And of course, at some point, you're going to have to before the crumbling occurs, or else the crumbling is inevitable. And Don, I don't like to be pessimist and negative. I just am a realist about this. I think the American people, you know, if they don't elect Ron Paul, they're asking for more pain, more trouble, more suffering, more unconstitutional foreign incursions, wars that are not wars, more sacrificing of their sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, to causes that can't be defined because wars are not declared, and therefore they never end. And that suits John McCain, for instance, just fine. But who thought that it was going to be the same or worse with Barack Obama as president when they were running against each other 4 years ago?
Nah, same old thing. And so I think, you know, there are a lot of people that are getting their bumper stickers that say, don't blame me, I voted Ron Paul. to put
that's
on their car.
It. That's it. That's the message. That is the message.
That is. That is. And if that's what happens, if we end up late, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Gingrich. Doesn't matter if it's Romney. Doesn't matter if it's Santorum. Or if Obama gets reelected, it's going to be the same thing. We're going to be in Syria. We're going to be going into Iran. You know, even though you've got Obama that's sitting here saying, "Oh, well, hold on, guys, let's not go." No,
it's all. But
it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's, you know, one way or another. Whether it's us first leading the way, which is what this administration or any administration is going to want. They aren't going to want Israel to be the one to initiate the action. They want the U.S. to be the one leading the way, because we are the ones they have the most to benefit from starting a war in Iran.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's going to be sitting in that Oval Office. We're going to end up in Iran, and who knows? Who knows where else we're going to end up?
The American people are not the ones who benefit, though. These corporate elitists, these global one world order eaters, they're the ones that benefit, and it's time to wake up and throw them out. All right, that does it for Political Healing, at least for the moment, Super Don. You rocked it. Thank you very much. We've got a lot of healing revolution to continue. You know, the revolution is on. And, of course, Dr. Frank King, he would normally be with us live, but today he's got to be in Anaheim, where I almost was, and I'm glad I'm home. But the world's largest natural products expo, certainly the largest in North America, is happening this weekend. Dr. Frank King is there, so he's asked us to run an encore broadcast, and we're going to do some skin conditions for you, warts and stuff and more. And, of course, after that, oh my gosh, next hour, Dr. Andrew Wakefield returns. His co-author of the paper that got him in all that hot water with the vaccine religionists, the cultists. His co-author was exonerated. Big news on the horizon. We'll also talk with Patty Finn. Updates from New York. What's the state doing? Is she fighting back? The healing revolution happens now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver Gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As we start today's Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, I just have to say a very big thank you, a huge amount of gratitude that I have for King Bio and Dr. King, because a year has gone by now. We did our anniversary show yesterday, Dr. King, and we couldn't have made the leap to begin this on Natural News Radio without you. And I just want to say thanks from me and all of us here at the Robert Scott Bell Show for your support.
Ditto back to you. I have to think I'm even more thankful that you're out there taking care of business and making this world a healthier place to live.
Well, and the opportunity to share energy medicine, homeopathic medicine, obviously a passion of mine for so long. And we talk about the outreach into the media of natural medicine. Some things are more commonly known, prescribed, understood, and yet still homeopathy lags so far behind it. So this is another aspect of to what we're doing together, in addition that how that we have this special Healing Revolution segments every week. I mean, it really puts homeopathy in the spotlight, and it should never go away.
Spot on. I love your thoughts about skin problems. You know, the skin is the largest organ in our body.
Mm-hmm.
And people many times don't see the skin as being a living organ, but it does so many functions. It's our earth suit that we wear.
The earth suit, you know? Yes.
Yes. It's our way to protect us from our environment. And there's things going through in the skin, going out from the body, out away from the body through the skin. The skin is quite a filtering mechanism that maintains health of our internal body. Mm-hmm. The skin is always a great reflection of what's really going on inside the body.
Yes, that's a very, very important point. And if I may, Dr. King, we were talking off the air about some of these skin things before we started. I had a recent experience with someone that came to me with itching, blotches, splotches, and we weren't sure, what is this, shingles? Is this a poison? What was happening here, right? And you start asking questions. Well, what have you done differently? Well, I was taking this herbal remedy for inflammation. Okay, let me look at what's in it. Oh, my gosh. Stinging nettles, urtica, which is known to work for inflammation. So it's a legitimate herbal remedy. But this person took so much over the course of 2 weeks, well exceeded the dose recommended. Now, she wasn't in any danger for her life, but it was very annoying and uncontrollable itchiness. And she basically proved the remedy, urtica, as you know, in homeopathy. Yeah. So we began to counteract it and detoxify the body to get her off of that. And so here was a classic case of how homeopathy can play itself out.
Exactly. And we're living all into a very toxic world with so many new man-made chemicals coming out every year. There's been more changes in our world since the Industrial Revolution, with all these thousands of chemicals that humans have created. And that's a lot to adapt. There's been more changes since the Industrial Revolution in our environment than there's in the history of the world.
Yes, and even back at the dawn of homeopathy with Samuel Hahnemann, Dr. Hahnemann himself saw changes within his lifestyle, moving from the simple peasant folks of Germany who were working off the land and were, pretty strong people, to the aristocracy of France later in his life, where they were eating refined foods for the first time, a lot of sugars, a lot of abusive alcohol, and how that transitioned his viewpoint and even how to deal with skin conditions.
That's right, Robert. It created Hahnemann to really have to make some serious changes in the way homeopathy was practiced. he found that the potencies that he created in homeopathy in the past weren't working when he moved to Paris, France.
Mm-hmm.
And he was realizing he's dealing with chronic disease that he never dealt with like in that way before. And the remedies weren't working, the C and the X potencies. And it led him to create an entirely new potency called the LM potency, which is 1 to 50,000. This was a huge leap from the X potency, which was 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
or the C potency, which is 1 to 100 ratio.
Right.
To 1 to 50,000.
And I might add, even utilizing more than one remedy at a time, which was something that was anathema to his early writings that some people get stuck on, and I call them the Hanumaniacs, the early Hanumaniacs, that haven't come forward and looked at life, looked at the environment, the terrain, and said, we've got to adapt to address the multifactorial issues that are happening.
Yes, Hahnemann changed homeopathy radically, according to the changes in the environment and what was going on, so that it would adapt,
as well.
And, so he also preferred, Robert, something called the watery remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all documented in his last edition of the Organon that he wrote, the sixth edition, which was the authoritative text in homeopathy that and made radical changes. But the issue was, at 87, he had passed on,
mm-hmm.
and his wife, who was previously his young assistant,
mm-hmm.
actually kind of kept those.
Preserved.
It was all finished, the sixth edition.
Right.
But it was never really released and imprinted in English until about, 25 or 30 years ago.
That's right. I mean, all of these would have been lost to history if not for his wife at that time. And some people would chalk it up to, oh, he was old and he was senile, because there are a lot of people that are very attached to the early writings. And nothing we say now is to disparage anything that Hahnemann did, because he laid the foundation for a whole new system of healing based on ancient principles that are not, you know, changeable per se, but to acknowledge that the changes happened within the environment, environmental shifts, the lifestyle shifts, the toxic burden, all of these things that allowed the flexibility of homeopathy, even if the homeopaths weren't as flexible because they became so dogmatic.
That's correct. You read his writings, Robert, and there's nothing senile at all in his writings. He was very sharp.
Very lucid.
Very clear, very concise in all his writings and language in that sixth edition of the Organon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, we're getting a lot of information that a lot of people might, I don't think they'll glaze over, because I'm fascinated, as are you, that there's so much history to read. You could take decades and you still got more to read on all of these things. But still, we come back to the issue of skin now. You talked about watery remedies. We talk about, if we go back to one of the original skin remedies, it was considered sulfur. It was one of those things that you almost gave to everybody, although now we're seeing much more complexities, as you mentioned, because of the changes that sulfur doesn't seem to work as well or in as many places or with as many people as it once did a couple of hundred years ago. And there's reason for that. So we begin to expand and we use a combination or a complex of remedies together to hit multiple, let's say, aspects of why the skin is reacting in whatever way it is.
Yes, you know, disease has become so much more complex with all this plethora of human-made chemicals that is transforming our environment and transforming our being as well. And so there's so much more to adapt to. It's just amazing how well we were really designed to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with this complex biochemical environment, we have a scenario where we need more complex remedies.
Yeah, exactly. So if we talk about in terms of, let's say, there's a funny story that came out yesterday. I thought I'd read it. Scratching feels better on certain parts of your body. Dr. King, you don't have to answer this question. Which part do you like to scratch? But the idea of the urge to scratch, sometimes uncontrollable urges to scratch. I've used the remedy Miserium, which is a funky Latin name, but there are a number of remedies that can address uncontrollable urge to itch. But do we not want to hit like a comprehensive array of things that address underneath the surface as well?
Always. We look at the whole person in homeopathy because we're not treating the disease. The symptoms are really our body's way of communicating to us in a very detailed and specific language. We listen to those details of symptoms. We match remedies that created those symptoms.
Yes.
And that is what activates the inner cure within us through this wonderful law of similars, which is really the only curative method of medicine ever developed, mm-hmm. is really using the law of similars, whether that's with immunotherapy. If you mm-hmm. have an allergy to ragweed, mm-hmm. you go to your allergist, discovers this, and they will give you dilutions of ragweed in the allergy shots to actually cure the allergy to ragweed.
Yes, and with the law of similars there, it's kind of likens back to the story we started with the urtica or the stinging nettles. By taking the stinging nettles orally as an herb, it actually produced the symptoms that basically mimicked as if you were exposed or came into contact with the stinging nettles. And so like cures like, we would say, okay, we'd apply urtica, but let's say you have a generalized eczema. Let's say you have a poison ivy. You can use urtica in those cases as well because it's similar suffering. Again, the basis for homeopathic medicine.
Correct. And so when we look at this skin, because being not only being the largest organ, as we mentioned, but also being a very complex organ, mm-hmm. there's so much involved with the skin and how it relates to the rest of the body. Most people don't realize it, but if you have skin problems, you better look through the whole body because we never just treat the skin. We always are looking at, you know, you can suppress something, send it deeper. And this is what happens so often. You know, you have a rash and you take cortisone creams and you will suppress that rash. Mm-hmm. But where is that rash going?
Well, yes, exactly. Probably that other place that people like to scratch. Who knows?
It goes deeper for sure in a place you may not be able to scratch.
Yeah, that's true. I can't reach there. So, yeah, what do you do? Exactly. So when we understand this, we want to facilitate, for instance, the expression of disease. Now, we don't want people to suffer, and that's the thing about homeopathy we've covered so many times, in that we will not suppress the disease as much as promote the healing of it. But in the case, like I mentioned, of the stinging nettles, there is a point in time if you took it, it could temporarily increase the symptom as the body's throwing it out with more energy, but it'll get you through it much more rapidly.
Yes, and it'll save you from a more serious disease later on.
Correct.
Homeopaths have observed this through decades and centuries now, and that is when you suppress the skin, it commonly goes to the lungs
mm-hmm.
and the digestive tract.
Yes.
Now, you look, what are the primary problems? What is some of the fastest growing disease problems on the planet today
mm-hmm.
is centered around the lungs and the GI tract.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, you know, what is it? Allergies are all going through the roof.
Yes.
Asthma is growing intensely fast. COPD
right.
is one of the fastest growing diseases on the planet. We're seeing, as we have suppressed, and we've been under suppressive therapy for, what, over 100 years, mm-hmm. using allopathic drugs to suppress the symptoms, sweeping it under the rug, so to speak, sending it deeper, and where it's actually creating more serious problems. And I couldn't think of a worse form of death than having a respiratory disease. That is like a slow, insidious, long-term mm-hmm. suffering where you slowly and very slowly suffocate.
Mm. Not a nice thought. Of course, they make horror movies about that. But then again, we have some homeopathic solutions. And if we talk in terms of some symptomatic things, in fact, I want to take a break here because we've gone a little long in this segment, but we're talking, of course, with my good friend, Dr. Frank King, kingbio.com. I have all the links up at today's show notes for the Healing Revolution, covering some skin issues and the real underlying causes, where it's sourcing, so we can promote healing and not drive this deeper into chronicity. And we'll talk about some specific remedies. I've got a personal story I want to share related to Dr. King and the skin as well. And, of course, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to reach Dr. King and King Bio during the week, Eastern Time, it is 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio.
health talk that doesn't suck.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at EnterFood.com. Like me, the folks at EnterFood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, EnterFood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. EnterFood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. EnterFood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. EnterFood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at EnterFood.com. That's EnterFood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
I don't often get to be in studio with Dr. King because we're off traveling. He's out traveling. He's in the studio of his own, if you will. It's called the manufacturing facility of King Bio. But occasionally we get together at these natural product trade shows and industry events and things. And one of the ones I was at, and this, I don't know if it was about a year ago now, Dr. King, you may remember, we got into your booth and we did the what do you call it, the Zyto machine?
The Zyto machine, yes.
Yeah, you put your hand on there, it detects. It's fascinating how this technology works. And I had said to you, I said, yeah, I'm dealing with like some ear irritation. You know, the skin is bugging me. I just wasn't sure. It wasn't a real true otitis media or anything. It was more external. Yet, you know, I wasn't having as great a success as I would like to. It was lingering. So, we got on this thing. We were looking it over and you said, hey, this is what's coming up. The skin irritations and itch relief. And here, I'm going to spray it right now. You hear that? And it nailed it. It was like when you nail the right remedies or combinations, the thing you're dealing with, it greatly, let's say, improves. That's what we would expect. I didn't get lucky. We just, nailed the right remedies in that regard. So here we are in one sense opening with an overall discussion. I mean, if you're not sure where to go, you could certainly try something like a general remedy like skin irritations, itch relief. But there are a lot more specific available formulas if you know a little bit more about what's going on with the skin.
That's right, Robert. It wasn't a hard fix, really. I've treated my dog with that same problem.
What are you saying?
Well, when you've been barking all day, scratch behind your ears like that,
they say what, if you have itchy ears, somebody's been talking about you. So I think a lot of people were talking about me.
It reminds me, I'll confess my little skin issue. Can I do that?
We opened sort of with a story about all the wonderful places people like to scratch, but we didn't go into detail, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was experimenting with creating what in homeopathy we call a miasm formula. Mm-hmm. And the miasm here is called sorinum. It is really made from scabies of old times. Mm-hmm. And here with homeopathy, it gets to the roots, even the inherited weaknesses or predispositions we have acquired deep into our family tree as much as 1,000 years.
Right.
And so as I was experimenting with this sorinum, because they say a lot of the skin problems and allergy problems of today trace back to scabies that maybe your great-great-great-great-grandfather or mother may have had.
Mm-hmm.
And here in this scenario, it was taking it, and all of a sudden, I just started noticing my palms beginning to itch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all of a sudden, they begin to itch on both hands mm-hmm. and get more intense. And then I'm thinking, oh, boy, maybe there's some money coming my way.
Yeah, right? That's a good one.
You always go to the positive.
Absolutely. And Monty Python sung the song, right? Always look on the bright side of life.
Only side you want to – I can only drink the part of the glass that's full.
Yes.
The empty part really has no purpose or
not
function,
as hydrating.
No reason to hang out there.
Exactly. So you got the itchy hands thinking money's coming. What was really happening?
What was really happening was all of a sudden now the base of my feet were itching. And I'm going, this is getting intense.
Now you're doing a dance, right? You're just trying to get really...
It goes through the night. I'm waking up. I'm thinking, what's going on? A day goes by. Another day goes by. I find myself up in the middle of the night watching Sergeant Bilko on TV.
Just to distract yourself from scratching.
And rubbing my feet on the Berber carpet. And so I'm thinking, what is up? And this remedy brought out something in me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it passed. Then just, I think, by the third day.
Okay.
And ever since then, there was a number of allergies I had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had those allergies again.
Wow. That's a great deep level trigger when you say go to these miasmic, and we talk about inherited predispositions. So we're doing a lot of intense homeopathy today. You know, we always try to, I always say, water it down with watery remedies. But honestly, you know, after studying as long as we've done in this realm, we recognize sometimes it's difficult to receive this information. But the stuff you're saying is very practical. I think people can go, oh, okay, I sort of get that. You know, you kind of threw something through it. It left you, and now you no longer had the need for the reaction.
Yes. Homeopathy is just great for skin problems, and some are very simple to fix.
Mm-hmm.
Most of even things like warts, I've watched them go away and given a homeopathic remedy
mm-hmm.
or wart formula to a child and watch in just a few days the warts disappear.
Yep.
It's quite shocking and amazing to see happen.
With no burning, no acid, no cutting. And yes, I've seen that happen as well. Very, very profound. Although warts are some of the strangest things, sometimes there's emotional ties that I've seen as well. But in most cases, it's very successful.
Yes. And where they're not fully successful, you want to always be looking for the underlying causes and stay on what I call the yellow brick road to health
mm-hmm.
and continue searching other related homeopathic remedies. For example, you might have a problem with some of the tougher issues like eczema and psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the skin and itch formula is a wonderful remedy that helps that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, as we say, the skin is related to all the other parts of the body. And so you want to be able to look and think, what else is going on in my body? Maybe I have some digestive issues, and we really need to fix those digestive issues. Maybe I have some liver congestion or gallbladder problem or stomach problem or a lung problem. Or you have heartburn? Take the heartburn formula. You have a liver problem? Take the liver formula. It takes, you know, working on all the components because the skin relates to the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
We got to make sure we're putting all the pieces back together again.
Yeah, exactly. And we talked again about some general remedies. You even mentioned some using miasmic remedies. We talk in terms of there are remedies that are listed for eczema, which I always think of the lungs, as you brought up earlier, the lung connection. Also, summertime. I know here in the northern hemisphere, it's more the winter months. It's not as much of this. But if you get into the wintertime, it can still happen. Poison ivy, poison oak. There are remedies specific when we talk about skin conditions that address that as well. So I was just thinking, any other skin formulas before we wrap up today that we need to let people know? Well, I had no idea there was something I could take for that.
Yes, I have a few unique ones I like to share with people so they see that there is a solution.
Yes.
One of them I love is it's called body odor or odor free. And this is for so much more. I mean, yes, you notice some of our friends out there may have a tendency to carry a stronger body odor mm-hmm. than the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. Or as the kids go from kidhood to puberty, they start going, uh-oh, what's going on there?
Yeah. They start smelling their armpits and realizing, wow, where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
The issue here is that's a sign. Now, yes, homie, we have this odor-free formula, and it's wonderful. You take it internally.
Mm-hmm.
It actually corrects the metabolic dysfunctions that allows body odor to get a hold of us, and we're really cleaning up our body. It's kind of like fixing our car. When you measure the exhaust on the car, that'll tell us a lot about where the car is malfunctioning in the engine. Mm-hmm. So you take the body odor formula, if you have bad body odor, and it actually helps correct the underlying causes behind it and cleans up our body from the inside out. And that could be something to also correct some skin conditions that somebody might have.
Sure. No, that's great. So I wouldn't have thought of the odor-free formula, but I'm glad you brought it up. That's another one of those things. Something you wouldn't expect, but there are viable options in homeopathic medicine. Any others that jump out that we glossed over or didn't cover at all?
Another 20 or 30, but just to hit a few,
yes.
We have the no sweat formula. Same scenario. People that have a tendency to be excessive perspirers.
Okay.
Now, in that scenario, we want to be able to address, and fix that. And a lot of times that could come from history or in genetics that's been passed through many generations again, where maybe someone's had a major yellow fever, maybe in the jungles and had some of the jungle fevers and whatever it might be, and that weakness gets passed on, and these diseases that cause excessive perspiration gets passed on through many generations, and we
yes.
find it excessive perspirers, people
yeah.
sweating very easily and excessively.
I know some people that have that as well. They could definitely benefit by it. What about, we just passed Groundhog Day, and a lot of places say, oh no, 6 more weeks of winter, they call that, and anything for spring fever?
well, we do have some things for lack of sunshine.
Yeah, that's exactly why they have spring fever. So what do we do?
Well, a lot of times we find that taking the what we call Beyond HCG,
mm-hmm.
this is great for weight loss.
Right.
But it also helps activate things like pineal,
mm-hmm.
pituitary, and what we call the fat glands, or PHAT fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's PHAT stands for the pituitary, hypothalamus, adrenal, thyroid. And those glands, when they are functioning in balance, you will naturally seek your healthy, natural, good weight. So now there's another one we have called jet lag and shift change. Here, this addresses a lot in the pineal gland, which absorbs the Dr. Sunshine out there.
Right.
And creates the metabolic functions to keep us feeling where we don't get the winter blues.
By the way, I'll be utilizing that as I go cross coast to go to the Health Freedom Expo. March 2nd through 4th, so greatly appreciative. That's a travel companion, the jet lag remedy.
Yes, and it does work with our pineal glands, this little tiny pea-sized gland in the middle of our brain that absorbs natural light and creates and helps keep our hormones in check and in balance. And so, that's why if you're feeling the winter blues,
mm-hmm.
it's because your pineal gland is not getting enough Dr. Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a great remedy to help that pineal gland function better and keep you functioning better as well.
Yeah, one more comes to mind before we have to wrap here. And I know there's always more, and we'll do more because we do this every week. But the issue of acne, and this could be childhood, adolescent, and adult acne.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
I know.
It's a major crisis if you have a teenager in the house. So, again, acne is a sign. You've got hormone imbalances. You've got certain things going on. You're eating foods that have hormones in them. That's aggravating this thing significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Natural remedies for acne. It'll definitely prevent a lot of crisis and is scarring in more ways than just the skin alone.
Very true. And also, as we know, the allopathic options out there are very liver toxic. Some, in like Accutane, I mean, literally, you could hospitalize you because they got to check liver enzymes once a month on a drug like that. Nothing like that is of concern when we're doing the homeopathic remedies.
That's right. The beauty of homeopathy, I love it. We call it the smart medicine. And because it has no side effects. It has no negative drug interactions. It is safe for everybody to take at all ages. It awakens your body's natural ability to heal. And so no toxicity. It's the logical first choice anyone should make when it comes to correcting a health problem.
Thanks, Dr. King. That was an encore presentation because, as I said, Dr. King is in Anaheim for the Expo West. We've got a lot more coming up live next hour. What are we doing? Dr. Andrew Wakefield joins us
again.
Yay! How cool is that? Also, Patty Finn. What a scrappy fighter she is.
She's awesome.
The attorney in New York that is defending all of you moms and dads out there who don't want to vaccinate your kids for religious or other reasons. So, killer hour in a health-supporting, healing way on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next, because the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're back, and it's Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Honored to have on board. Just recently we had him outside of the onboard. We were all out on a ship. I had to stay on the Queen Mary to go to the Health Freedom Expo, and it was a blast, and I got to meet Dr. Andrew Wakefield in person finally, and he joins us now with a special update. A lot of things happening in the news, and on this case, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, glad to have you back on board.
It's great to be back on, Robert. Yeah, just a bit on that Queen Mary issue was fascinating. I stayed on there as well, and I had no idea that cruise liner was docked in Long Beach. So yeah. I thought we were just going to be in some little bijou hotel somewhere. And I came back to my room in the middle of the night, and there was the sound of running water. And I mean running, gushing water. And I opened my door to find the cabin flooded. Now, you may reason that it was that someone had left their bath overflowing.
Yes.
Above me, but I could hear the strains of a string quartet. I have to tell you,
my kids
going down with all hands.
My kids will be thrilled to hear that because they heard I was going to stay on the Queen Mary, they said, "You know that's haunted, Dad. That's a haunted ship." And they were so excited. Get a picture of a ghost.
Well, I thought just for a moment there we were you know, lost with all hands, but there we were, you know, we were.
And who knew? I mean, coming from England, and now you're on the Queen Mary in Long Beach. So, wow, what a wild weekend. What a great weekend, in fact. I want to acknowledge the event where the autism community, if you will, it came together with the Health Freedom community. We had a great event. They were supporting you and raising some funds for your legal efforts to go after the British Medical Journal, Brian Deere, etc. And now we're learning of some tremendous, tremendous news this week after the expo. Your co-author on the Lancet MMR paper, Professor John Walker Smith, was exonerated, won a legal appeal.
Absolutely. In the High Court in the UK, the long-awaited outcome of John Walker Smith's appeal. People who don't know, John Walker Smith is one of the founding fathers of pediatric gastroenterology in the world. He is an outstanding physician, very, very well respected. And a leader in the field, a teacher of so many of today's young pediatric gastroenterologists. And back in 1988, we published in The Lancet on the discovery of a new bowel disease in children with autism and an association in time that the parents had made with MMR vaccine. And for those efforts, he was, in an effort, I think, to get me to stop vaccine safety research, to send a message to everybody else, he lost his medical license along with me. He was allowed to appeal. I couldn't afford to, but he was funded to appeal, and he was completely and utterly exonerated in the High Court, and the judge issued a resounding condemnation of, I think, in legal terms, at least in my opinion, of the way in which the General Medical Council's case was handled, asking, you know, why would a man of this caliber even consider taking a risk, in effect? And that's my reading of the opinion. But, you know, some of the criticisms of the GMC were very, very harsh. And it may interest the readers. You know, here you would think that there would be experts in research and experts in pediatric gastroenterology and child psychiatry sitting on the panel to judge this doctor, but there weren't. There were two lay people, one general practitioner with no experience in research, and rather than having a child psychiatrist, they had an adult psychiatrist, and rather than having a pediatrician, they had a geriatrician. So right from the outset, you can see how flawed the process was.
Oh, tremendously so. And, you know, the right to a fair and speedy trial, you know, supposedly available to us here in America. Of course, there's a lot of doubt about that. But talk about how many years this took, even with the support and funding that he had that you did not have, to finally achieve this victory.
Yeah, 2004, the allegations were first made by Brian Deer. A complaint was filed by him to the General Medical Council. No patient, no parent ever complained against any of the doctors concerned. In fact, they have been universally supportive and have in many cases been turning out in support at the various hearings that have taken place. So it's a perverse situation where you have a journalist making a complaint against doctors where the parents and the patients have been treated well and are really very, very supportive.
Yeah, incredibly so. Many of the parents actually ended up in video on YouTube's in support of both you and in this case, the release of this information that finally came out that exonerated him, that is Professor Walker Smith. So you're right in saying that it's really a kind of a strange notion that a reporter can file a complaint like this when no patients had, and in fact quite the opposite, the support for both of you and everybody involved has been tremendous from the parent community.
That's right. And the case really essentially was the General Medical Council's case is that he was performing experimental research on children that was inappropriate, that the tests were not indicated, and that that this was an ethical violation. Now, here you have a journalist telling the world's leading pediatric gastroenterologist that the tests that he's ordered on children to establish the source of their gastrointestinal symptoms, for example, is inappropriate. I mean, how bizarre a situation is that? Deer has no medical or scientific training whatsoever. And Professor Walker Smith's case, and my case indeed, is that this was done for clinical purposes. This was done to understand the origins of the suffering of these children and to alleviate it. And that's what was achieved. And in the process, a novel and apparently novel inflammatory bowel disease was discovered. And the tragedy, Robert, is that we've now spent all these years fighting this battle when the time could have been spent so much better actually caring for these children mm-hmm. and getting them better. And that's very, very sad.
Well, and preventing further incidences. And, you know, to the saddest of all the ironies here is that he makes an accusation that you guys were experimenting improperly on children, which is nonsense, in my opinion, from what I've seen as well. Yet the very practice of vaccination that he's defending could be argued, and I would say much more legitimately so, to be a mass experiment upon the general pediatric population, based on the fact that I don't know that they've identified or, let's say, tested any one or two or 10 vaccines together in the way that they're often giving them now in sequence very frequently, sometimes together or right after one another.
Yes, I think that the tests of the triple vaccines such as MMR were inadequate. There have never been any safety studies of giving two doses, and yet that is now almost universal practice in the developed world, but that's never, ever been subjected to a safety study. And as you say, some children are now receiving 9-10 vaccines on the same day. That has never, ever been subjected to any kind of scrutiny by the FDA or anyone else. How can that possibly be adopted into common clinical practice and not be negligent?
Yeah, and I've watched this over the years with our own CDC here in the States, promoting each year with more excitement and fear the annual influenza. I call it a flu shot season rather than flu season. And they, without experiments as far as safety, much less efficacy, they just throw this thing out there. And now there are studies and papers. In fact, I covered one yesterday talking about different aspects of primary immunity, cell-mediated immunity, where they're now acknowledging the things that, you know, homeopaths or, you know, these natural doctors with inclinations saying, hey, listen, the antibody is not all that you say it is. It isn't even in many cases necessary for prevention of disease. There's so much more to the immune system that is active rather than passively relying upon, oh, we've identified it because we have an antibody present, which is the whole basis for vaccinology.
Yeah, I think you're quite right. There is so much that we do not know. We don't even know what's in the vaccines. And that was exemplified by the recent discovery of the porcine circovirus DNA in the rotavirus vaccines. Really most alarming. And absolutely no basis for complacency whatsoever. And then when this kind of study comes along and turns on its head our understanding of how we think vaccines work, then we must realize that we know very, very little.
Mm. Yeah, and that's a frightening proposition on many levels, but it's also one, if you're more invested in ego than science, you would defend almost to the death and attack those who would actually point out, hey, you know, what about this? I don't think we looked at this. And rather than as a true scientist, you've embraced that. That is what is real science, embracing what these, discoveries or observations are and digging deeper into them. They pretty much tried to shut down any genuine scientific inquiry into these vaccines, which begs the question of who is profiting from the continual non-science involved in promoting the agenda.
Yeah, I think that there is a huge gap in our understanding of vaccine safety, and yet we have an industry that is indemnified. It doesn't carry any risk, any liability for vaccine damage. So why would you do the safety studies? You would take this is what they've done. They've taken shortcuts. They've not done the safety studies that are necessary. And we're now, children, I believe, are now paying a considerable price for that.
Oh, huge price. Absolutely huge price. And, I referenced a little bit about my own history of vaccine injury early on and back, in the 1960s, early 70s, and how it kind of stimulated thought for me later on, and how, in fact, I'd been dealing with children and adults, even adults into their 70s, working with certain natural techniques to address some of the injuries that occurred even in childhood. And that's not accepted, as we know, by the old guard of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. But, the doctors I talk to that are medically oriented are, embracing the information, at least being inquisitive about it, which is what the whole pursuit of science is supposed to be.
Yeah, I think there is an increasing degree of unrest and uncertainty in the mainstream medical profession. And firstly, they say, well, why hasn't this gone away? If it was all fraud or false or just coincidence, why are we still having this debate about vaccines and autism 15, 16 years later? And the answer is because, of course, it's real. And the parents' stories are entirely valid. So that's why it hasn't gone away, not because of me or you or anyone else. It simply hasn't gone away because people have seen with their own eyes what happened to their children, to the people in their community, in their street, in their church, and they know, they trust their instincts, and they are not dissuaded by the science that, or the quasi-science that has gone to try and reassure them. So it's not going to go away until people actually address the issues properly and deal with it and are honest and transparent with the public.
Yes, and if we see the positive thing that we start out today talking about, your colleague John Walker Smith, how do we anticipate or can we anticipate something to support your effort should you even want to be reinstated there? I don't even know what you're looking to do in that area, but certainly it was a great injustice that they did what they did to you. But now that one of your co-authors has been found to be completely exonerated, is this something that could help you in your efforts?
It's a very interesting point, Robert. Is there a merit to try and get it back on the medical register in the United Kingdom? I don't anticipate practicing medicine in the UK again. I mean, my home is in Austin, Texas, and that's where I intend to stay and fight this fight. But it's something on which I'll be taking legal advice, and I'll let you know.
Oh, well, great. I keep me up to date on that. You know, anything we can do to support you. In fact, we're going to be interviewing Patty Finn, who's a New York attorney who's been absolutely attacked viciously by her own profession simply for pointing out that in the state of New York and also in West Virginia, she actually worked on the unconstitutionality of the fact that there were no exemptions, really, unless you got a medical exemption for vaccines in that state. Although in New York, I believe you have philosophical or specifically religious exemption options. But the simple act of communicating that to parents, even though it's in the Constitution, it's in the statutes there, was deemed unethical and somehow immoral.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that absolutely extraordinary that a lawyer offering people, in effect, what is informed consent, the risks and benefits of vaccines and the option to forego vaccination on behalf of your children is deemed to be unethical by her? That is extraordinary. Of course, there's a big move not to disclose the true extent of vaccine injury to parents on the basis that their children may not then be vaccinated. But if a vaccine adverse reaction occurs, then those parents are going to completely distrust the system from there on in, and they're going to tell their friends and relatives, and so it spreads. So this lack of transparency, this lack of honesty, mm-hmm. is not only totally unethical, but ultimately leads to the downfall of public health vaccination programs in itself.
Isn't that that's another irony of this. If they were just forthcoming and honest about this, they might have more compliance, so to speak. I don't like the term compliance because it indicates the use of force in many cases or deception, but their own reluctance to investigate these things is causing more suspicion than would have occurred had they embraced it and looked at it. So this is something I want to talk with you more about on the other side of this break. Can you stick around for one more segment?
I have to be a little quick because my wife is calling me.
A few more questions with Dr. Andrew Wakefield here on the Healing Revolution Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stand by. We'll be coming right back after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
We're back. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is with us again, and so grateful to have you on board. In fact, it was so heartening to see you last weekend at the Health Freedom Expo and how you were embraced and respected and thanked, whereas much of your old family, if I could call it that, that artificial family of modern medicine back in Britain or other areas in the old media, if you will, has looked at you with great disdain and basically strewn you to the ash heap. And I'm glad you're not there anymore and recognizing there are a whole group of people out here that really respect and appreciate what you're doing.
Well, it was a great meeting. It was a wonderful, what a wonderful group of people the Health Freedom people are. I mean, I met a few of them down here in Texas, but to get together at such a huge venue, and in particular George Norrie's panel, that was most exciting, and some very interesting people.
Very fascinating what's happening there. And the bridges that are being made, I want to say a shout out to Tim Boland for helping bring it together. It was a lot of work behind the scenes because so much of the battles we fought here in the health freedom community are mirrored in what you're going through with the so-called autism community. And I think the alignment is very powerful. And even if not everybody agrees with everybody on everything, the thing is there's a great deal of respect. Like, you know, Mark and David Geyer, brilliant doctor, scientist. And, you know, they have a different perspective in certain things, but they were embraced a couple of years back, I thought. And I've interviewed them before, and I respect them immensely for standing up for real science in this regard. And so there are places that people can go that may not be, embraced by that which is the old powers, the old media, big government, big pharma complex. But there's a lot more out there that is very encouraging to see.
Yes. May I echo your thanks to Tim Boland for putting it together. That was a wonderful move on his part. And Mark and David have done some wonderful work. They've kept publishing through thick and thin on the issue of thimerosal in particular and its role in the autism epidemic. And they've done a wonderful job. And we're collaborating with them now on a separate study, which seeks to look at this. So it's great to see them still very much in the hunt.
Well, they're not backing down. It's like Tom Petty's song, I Won't Back Down. And we're seeing more courageous stands against the so-called monsters that are out there, where we used to cower in fear. I'm just talking in general terms. Now people are having the courage of their convictions as they identify it. And as I said, if they attack the moms for standing up and acknowledging what they saw in their own children, that would be ultimately their downfall. And we've seen the rise of the warrior moms and now the warrior dads on this issue, to where they could have attacked certain doctors, et cetera, because there are licenses, they pull your license, but moms don't have or need a license, and you can't deny what they've seen, and their attacks are now coming back to haunt them.
Well, I think they've completely misunderestimated. I think that was a George Bushism, wasn't it?
That was a good George Bushism. Well, now that you're in Texas, I guess it could be excused.
They've underestimated the mothers, who are formidable. What a formidable force. I mean, far more frightening in many respects than the CDC or the pharmaceutical industry. And they know what happened to their children. They're not going to be put off. They're not going to back down from this fight. And they are a tremendous inspiration. So much of what I've understood, what I know now about autism and the gut-brain link and the immune system link and detoxification, this kind of, has come from parental insights and not, sadly, from any insights from the medical profession or scientists. And that is instructive in itself. And therefore, when they say, this is what happened to my child in the face of a vaccine, we have to take that extremely seriously.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And I'm encouraged to see that, like yesterday, this is a research that was published in the online journal Immunity. I think it's also a published journal printed, but Immunity by Cell Press. So it isn't that there's no science being done, but often it doesn't make the front page of the paper, or CNN doesn't cover it, or who else has interviewed you? Even George Stephanopoulos, remember, he interviewed you on this. He'll likely not give much coverage to the fact that your cohort in the paper was exonerated in this way. And so you find that if it ends up being a footnote, is something that we can't rely upon the old media. That's why we have the new media. That's why we have Natural News with Mike Adams. That's why we have the Robert Scott Bell Show, Alex Jones, and others that are putting this out there, George Nuri in his own way overnight on Coast to Coast, getting information out that is not normally brought out in such a way. And it's embraced, not marginalized, ridiculed, and basically thrown off into a corner somewhere.
That's right. I hope to be talking to Mike Adams and Alex Jones soon on this particular issue. And it is a very, very sad time when the mainstream media is constrained first by, for example, the head of HHS saying, do not give the other side of this debate equal airtime. Do not give it them consideration. They've actually said this. And so it will not be covered. The other side will not be covered. And then, on the other hand, just carrying the public relations message forward of the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry and saying that, for example, the mercury autism debate is over when 74% plus of the studies that have been published support a link. That is the facts of the matter. That is the science behind it. And yet the public are being told that the science is in, it's all over, there's no problem, not to worry. No. The public have been deceived time and again. And so it is a blessing that we have now an alternative media that doesn't need to pander to its sponsors.
Well, it's true. And the First Amendment is alive and well, despite the attempts to squash it out. And the fires of liberty are burning brightly here and there and with you. And in that Cell Journal Immunity, talking about the immune system has two main branches, being innate immunity and adaptive immunity. I mean, the simple act of acknowledging that is almost revolutionary when they say, oh, wait, maybe it isn't the antibody and that's all that we need. So there's a lot of good things coming out. I know you got to go take care of your wife, so I don't want to hold you any longer, but I'm so appreciative of your willingness to stand up and do the right thing. And of course, you know, you have an open door here as things continue to we'll monitor not only that lawsuit but other events that are coming out to empower parents, children everywhere, not only get well but to stay well and also prevent themselves from being harmed by that which is patently unscientific and quite dangerous.
Robert, thank you very much. It's great to talk to you again.
Dr. Wakefield, real quick before you go, give out the website for the Justice Fund for those who want to support your efforts.
Thank you very much. It's the Dr. Wakefield Justice Fund.org. So Dr. Wakefield Justice Fund.org.
And we have the links up at robertscottbell.com to get directly to that should you want to support all the good works that are happening here, because there are many so-called fronts on this to simply bring out the facts and allow people to have the freedom to choose which direction they want to go. We're not trying to force anybody in anything, and that's why I respect you immensely, Dr. Wakefield.
Thank you so much.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why everybody in the vaccine community is so afraid, because Wakefield's a nice guy. He's not attacking anybody, simply observing, reporting, like we all should be, like the moms, like the super moms. You know, if we don't, I mean, they're going to come up with silly new vaccines for things that don't even really exist. Is it possible?
Would that be referring to something like, what, HIV maybe?
Yeah. They'll probably come up with a vaccine for HIV.
What a great segue, Robert. Thank you very much. What? Yes, I've been wanting to.
We didn't get a chance
to bring this up with Andrew Wakefield, but a headline in the news today about, guess where they're testing a new AIDS vaccine?
Well, they have to be where there's not a lot of money and the poor people would just like not know.
How about Cuba?
Let's
reestablish relationship with Cuba by testing AIDS vaccine on them. That's great.
Amazing. Immune deficiency vaccine.
Yes, they've got a new AIDS vaccine that apparently has been successful in mice. So all that mice with HIV running around in Cuba, they're safe now. They don't have to worry about HIV. But because they've had successful tests with the mice, they're getting ready to do human testing in Cuba, which is so awesome. Yes.
Poor, where's Marco Rubio when you need him? Hey, I'm going to quote from this. This is an article there. I've got it linked up. Let's see, where is this coming from? Yahoo News, and originally it was an AFP story. It says, the new AIDS trial vaccine already was tested successfully on mice. And now we are preparing a very small, tightly controlled phase one clinical trial with HIV-positive patients who are not in the advanced stages of disease, according to researcher Enrique Iglesias.
Hey.
Enrique Iglesias? He's an AIDS researcher? He's a vaccinologist? Iglesias?
That's right. This is my favorite song right here by Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, no.
I hate this song.
I do.
I can't stand it.
As much as I despise the propaganda coming out on this trial, this is nonsense. As we've discussed and we've discarded for so many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the fallacy of HIV, the fallacy of testing positive for something that they can't even detect. And then you get an antibody. No, you don't. Well, yes, you do. But if you have an antibody, you're going to die. Well, what we're going to do with this vaccine is we're going to stimulate an antibody, which means you're going to live. What? Huh? That's the craziness of the vaccine religion, and even made more crazy with the HIV religion, Don.
Well, and I got to tell you, we haven't had a chance to do this yet, but I don't think it was like a week ago, Dateline NBC did a little expose on human clinical trials, and the craziness. They actually zeroed in on India
where the therapy naive live.
Where the therapy naive are. And we're going to have to do something on this. Actually, there were some of the listeners on Facebook brought this to my attention. But, you know, we're now going to begin human testing. It sounds like it just sounds like an evil experiment. You know, we got Dr. Evil over in Cuba that's going to start testing this stuff on people. Not to mention the fact that the researcher's name is Enrique Iglesias. That made me crack up when I saw that.
You can't make this stuff up.
Huh?
You can't make this stuff up. I think we need I think we need Patty Finn. We need to send her down to Cuba to defend all these poor Cubans that are going to be targeted with this vaccine.
Yes, absolutely. So, as you were saying, you know, a vaccine for something that doesn't exist. We've talked about this. As far as I'm concerned, it's irrefutable if you listen to this show that HIV is a farce. But of course, we've got to have a vaccine for everything, and if we can go and test it on people in Cuba, then I don't even know who the company is that's putting this out. Biotech and Genetic Engineering Center.
Mm-hmm. The Cuban style version of it. It's going to be a little spicy. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. I want to get Patty Finn up here. She's the lawyer that has been attacked in New York simply for defending parental rights regarding the refusal of vaccination based on religious beliefs. So we've got that update story, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show after that. Stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world. Thanks again to Andrew Wakefield and all of those in the community that are now being introduced to the whole larger health freedom community. We have a lot in common, and we have a lot to do. Stay with us. Coming back after this.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at 1/3 the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The healing revolution continues right here on the Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. More vaccine updates in the news, the freedom. What if you were an attorney who actually acknowledged what was in the constitution of your state with exemptions and for vaccines, and you actually told people about it? Would that be grounds for the state bar to try and go after your license to practice law? Well, this is something that our guest Patricia Finn, Patty Finn, had brought out with us a while back, and she's back today with an update. Patty, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
Patty, I just want to acknowledge Kurt Linderman's great work in writing that article that was initially posted over at Alex Jones, and this really set the ball rolling. You've become quite known around the world as a real hero to those of us who believe in standing up and communicating and relating all the things that are so important for parents to know that they don't have to subject their children to medical experimentation.
Agreed. I really owe a lot to Kurt and you. Thank you, and Mike.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you back on for an update. Since that time, you've actually gone a little bit more on the offensive, which I like to hear, because we've been for too long on the defensive, and these people have gotten away with, I would almost dare say, murder in attacking the right to say no to vaccines.
Well, we're on the offense, and you know, we're moving aggressively, and quite frankly, it's not a comfortable position for an attorney to be in. But I had no choice, and you know, every statement that I've made was truthful. I've disclosed documents, and we're on the attack. And it was actually some of the investigative reporting of Kurt Linderman that has helped me to piece together exactly what's been going on here. I mean, it's very, very clear that I'm being monitored on the internet. I've since discovered that an interview I did with NPR Radio a few weeks ago was actually what drew this latest round of attention to me and sort of started the ball rolling. So we're very, very happy. We're on the aggressive move, and it's good.
Patty, what was the interview with NPR, do you think, of all the things you related on that, that was a trigger point for more attacks?
Well, you know, I represent two families in Queens that are Catholic, and they object to vaccinations on the ground, on multiple grounds, but one of them being the aborted fetal cells. As Catholics, they do not want to inject substances derived and created with aborted fetal cells, and for other reasons that are part of their Catholic faith. So it was, it's an interesting case. The archdiocese here in New York is one of the only archdioceses in the country that does not allow for a religious exemption to vaccines based on a pro-life argument, which is
bizarre.
You know, regardless of your position on these views, it's just so incongruent with the church. But the fact is, under the public health law, you can opt out if you have sincere religious beliefs. So we went to battle on that very, very high profile case here in New York, and I was interviewed by NPR Radio.
Wow. So do you think that the Catholic Archdiocese up there in New York was part and parcel to this attack because it was revealing an inconsistent position?
No, no, I don't. Okay. I think that, you know, when we deal with the religious community, the clerks, the priests, the rabbis that I've come across, whether they agree with us or not, it's always a very respectful dialogue. I mean, even when we go to court, it's not like we're trying to get damages or, you know, we're simply trying to get the statute, the exemption under the statute allowable. But what did happen in that interview, mm-hmm. it was also covered in the New York Daily News, which is, you know, a little bit of a tabloid here in the city. And certain individuals were reading and listening to my speech. And as a result of that, I do know that the grievance committee that has now charged me claims that, you know, based on my statements, that I made a misrepresentation yet again. And they went back to the 2009 punishment that I told you about that I was railroaded into. And now they charged me with violating that and, again, making a false statement on my website. The other problem is that certain individuals here in New York began contacting the clients. They've also contacted your editor and have gone on the attack against Kurt Linderman and Mike Adams. And basically, you know, accusing me of lying and misrepresentation and et cetera. And my concern all along with these ethics charges was that I was not being told what was going on. And, you know, all of a sudden I get a complaint out of nowhere when I'm, you know, being highly publicized for the rally in West Virginia. It was all over the internet. Yes. Everybody knew that I was going there. And then all of a sudden I get a complaint that I've lied on my website. Well, I didn't lie on my website. I didn't lie in 2009. And I certainly said nothing in the NPR interview to deserve any of this. But the attack went on, and it was really the last straw. And that's what resulted in the demands upon me to disclose my clients' names.
Mm. Now, there's clearly, to my mind, some constitutional violations in the way they're going after you. Have you been able to bring them up with the so-called authorities, and do they acknowledge this yet?
Well, with respect to the disclosure of client names, you know, I did respond and I objected, and they have consented now to the, you know, the HIPAA. Well, they didn't agree with me, but they've now agreed that I can produce initials and date of representation of the clients. Now, that certainly is better than disclosing the client's names, and if it's done in camera, which means in a private meeting where I show the initials and then take them back with me, I don't really have such a problem with that. But the fact is, the entire investigation is unconstitutional. I mean, they are attacking me over and over again. They're monitoring my communications on the radio, monitoring my communications on the internet. And I now know that there have been, you know, I've always known about complaints being hurled at me. And, you know, unfortunately, it now appears that these complaints were coming from within our own camp. And there's an individual that has contacted your editors named Gary Krasner, and he's made some wild allegations about me. And, you know, Kurt reported on it. He told me he needed to be a fair and balanced journalist. And, you know, at first I was upset because nobody likes that type of, you know, attack, especially when it's not true.
Right.
But the fact is, as a result of that reporting, I have now in my own investigation pieced together exactly what I believe to be going on here. And I am definitely on the aggressive, and I'm going to file my own court papers to dismiss both the advertising complaint and the action to suspend my license based on these egregious constitutional violations.
Sure, and there's got to be some serious ethical violations or ethics violations on the part of the attorneys that are coming after you.
Yes, because they claimed that the advertising complaint was sua sponte, and that's a Latin term that means on your own accord. But what on their own accord? What was prompting them to watch me, you know, about the rally in West Virginia or my whereabouts or what I'm saying on NPR radio or whatever? And, you know, and then, of course, Gary Krasner came out of nowhere and started contacting my clients. and writing to them and writing to your editor and basically accusing me of lies. And he's been doing this to me for years, and generally I ignore him. But now he seems to have created himself a huge problem because I'm a pretty hot lawyer at the time, right now, you know, and I don't really like that, but it is what it is, and I'm in the hot seat. And
well, I like that you're facilitating them digging their own hole deeper and deeper.
Absolutely, you know, and when you go on the attack against someone, especially me, you know, because I'm telling the truth, you know, I have absolutely nothing to hide. You know, you begin to draw attention to yourself. And now, you know, I've discovered a lot of things about Mr. Krasner. You know, he was certainly harassing my clients. He's harassing me. He's writing and dropping letters on me. This began with the NPR radio address.
Sure. Patty, is there a hearing coming up or something that people could follow along that they anticipate coming up soon? Or is this being blogged anywhere in real time? What can you reveal about that so everybody can stay up with the story?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that I don't blog and I don't twit. And I know I have these things, but, you know, I'm a lawyer and, you know, I'm in court and I have children and I would love to do them, but I have things to do. Like, you know, yesterday I was with a mom that was being examined on her religion, and, you know, it takes up a lot of my time. So really the only place that I have been vocal about this is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would ask that people go to Patricia Pinn Attorney and stay close, because that is where I'm posting the information. So, you know, it's definitely ratcheted up, and we'll be in court next week with my papers to dismiss these actions. And I've brought ethics charges against the attorney that I believe was acting on improper information being given to her, and then, you know, claiming these things were sua sponte when in fact they were not. Hmm. They were illegal monitoring of my communications.
Well, and that's serious. I mean, that's not only a state offense, that could be a federal offense.
Well, it's pretty serious, and it's scary, you know, because I'm not a fat lawyer. I'm not a fat cat lawyer. You know, we do a lot of pro bono work here. We're on a very, very, you know, thin budget. Some of the things I've been accused of is gouging, you know, people. And I actually would like to address that, because, you know, I'll tell you exactly what I do. For somewhere around $800, I generally interview with families, and they explain to me their religious beliefs. Now, some people cannot articulate their religious beliefs, and here we are again with this religion test.
Right.
And, you know, and it's uncomfortable. Some people, of course, can write treaties about their religion, and others can't. So we provide a consultation, and then we draft a statement collaboratively, because that is what the law generally will require, a statement. And then we give that to the school, and then for whoever it is, the employer, the school. I mean, now I'm doing more different kinds of stuff. For example, last week I represented an airline hostess. A pilot on Delta who was being forced to take a yellow fever shot because she was flying in and out of Africa. So it's, you know, it's definitely going beyond school, and it's going beyond healthcare, which was another area. Now it's
very,
just filling
very good. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I traveled to Africa a number of times over the years and found ways to go around the yellow fever shot. In fact, as a homeopath, I utilize medicines that are not acknowledged in the same way as they are monopoly endorsed in the allopathic realm of vaccination. So it's not that there aren't anything other things that we can do, but they're not part of the government medical monopoly complex.
Mm-hmm. Well, my understanding of the CDC regulations, there are no requirements for vaccines for individuals. I do believe in Africa, I think it's Tanzania and Kenya, you have to get some vaccine across that border. But my understanding is it's strongly recommended and it's pressured. But this woman was being, this pilot was being faced with that as a condition of employment. So again, the reason I'm telling you that is it's kind of, it's getting a little more beyond this school issue, which is yes. traditionally what I'd done. But I would like to also add to you that, you know, for that fee that we charge, we talk to school officials, we counsel parents, we encourage them to come back to us, because one of the things I don't really want my clients doing is chatting it up with school officials. So if a question comes up, they can give it to us. And there's two reasons I do that. One is I get to learn what's going on out there. You know, I have a lot of intelligence that I'm gathering from the parents that I represent. On the other hand, I'm protecting my clients against saying or doing things that mm-hmm. could potentially be held against them.
Sure.
And it is definitely not a moneymaker. You know, the money that this firm earns actually comes from vaccine injury cases. And it's not much either, but typically what we do if we get a vaccine injury legal fee, we take that money and then we use it on these constitutional issues right. That come up in the vaccine exemption area.
Patty, I'll hazard a guess that the attorneys complaining about you and your billing practices are charging $1,000 an hour and complaining for you to charge it. So I don't want to get further into the billing issue. I respect what you're doing. So few of you are doing it, and I respect it immensely that you're willing to stand up for those parents that are desperately in need of some way to protect their children legitimately.
Well, it's not, ethics is not charging me with that at all. That those assaults are coming from Gary Krasner. But as a result of that, what I am being accused of is the number of people that I represent. This is the second time now that they've...
I think this is ludicrous because, look, we went through this last time, too, the whole idea that they could tape something together like in a movie and say you said something that you didn't and misrepresented. It's nonsense. For all that you're doing, the thing is you're threatening the status quo in the medical establishment, the vaccine industrial complex, that religious cult. That's the reason this is happening. There's no doubt in my mind that this is why it's happening.
Oh, no doubt, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I am definitely not a typical attorney. You know, I mean, I'm not a typical person.
Well, that's why we like you here, and I appreciate so much your willingness to come on here and give us this update, and maybe next week or later, whenever the next hearing is, you'll give us another one so we can stay up to date on this. I know Dr. Andrew Wakefield is very aware of your case now as well, so the word is out, and they cannot put the genie back in the bottle.
No, the word is definitely out, and I absolutely have 1,000 thank yous for you and your colleagues. I was afraid at first, and I'm not now. I'm absolutely empowered. The outpouring of support, the investigative reporting, all the good things that have come from this type of disclosure, and you know, I have nothing to hide, and so I'm going public with it. And I'm very, very confident that these actions and charges against me are going to be dismissed because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm mad.
Yep,
you know, I'm very, very angry about
so.
That. I mean, I try to control that.
No, I know you got to.
We practice law and we practice Buddhism here, but you know, mm-hmm. I am from Brooklyn and I am mad, and. There are people that are going to be called to account here, and for whatever their reason for coming after me, I'm doing good work and I'm helping many,
yes,
many people avoid shots, and,
well, thank
and that's
you,
what
Patty.
I'm about.
Keep up that great work, and I appreciate the update here. Everybody check it out. I've got the links to her Facebook page where she's keeping the little bits of updates going out all over. We support you, and we appreciate all that you're doing, Patty.
Thanks so much.
All right, until next time, that was Patty Finn on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you ever feel like you're the little engine that could? I mean, come on, if you read that story all those years ago when you were a kid, or you read it when you were old enough to read, or you've read it to your children, that concept of that little engine that could. You're just one person, right? And like Patty Finn, like Jonathan Ebord, of course, here. These are individuals. You know, it's not like Patty is an army unto herself, or Andrew Wakefield, one person who has been attacked viciously, who's just steadfast in doing the right thing. And look at how he's impacting planet Earth, the people of planet Earth, for the better. And that's what you are out there. And I'm not placating you. I'm just saying that's all it ever was. You know, as they said, one person, it's all that ever changed the world, one at a time, individually. Talked about, remember that call came in early on from Corey today on the vaccine seminar, how taking this information, going out into the community, or maybe the community is coming to you because you've become outspoken about some certain thing, and maybe they're looking at you a little cross-eyed and crooked-eyed, but then they come in and say, hey, tell me about this, because you have a relationship with them. And isn't it all about building those relationships? Not isolating yourself on a mountaintop, but going down into the valley and being amongst the people and communicating and living by example. I mean, cautiously, not callously, like Wakefield's book, Callous Disregard, which is what they did with the vaccine issue. But really being aware that you're there to help those who are ready to be helped. Kind of like I said, Corey, with that call, that was great. That came in, six people waiting for him, and say, hey, how was the Health Freedom Expo? Well, let me tell you this. Let me talk to you about vaccines. And because you have a rapport, I hope based on mutual respect, compassion, maybe even vitamin L, love, you have now the ability to communicate things that normally would be off-putting. People would just put up their guard and they wouldn't want to hear it because you're not coming at them belligerently, right? It's very easy to get angry and outraged at look at what's happening to Patty Finn. Look what happened to Andrew Wakefield. Look at people attacking Mike Adams, whoever. We go on and on. Yet the higher ground, the higher path would be not to react in anger. It's true, we can be angry, and it's a human emotion. It's an emotion that can serve us well. It can drive us to do things. But what good is consciousness, right? We had Sean Stone on. He's raising consciousness, awareness about things maybe a lot of people don't want to hear. But what good is it if it doesn't impact you to change or transform your life, to do things differently? It's not enough to know. Just like I've said in antibodies and immunology, it's not enough to identify the virus. You have to now say, hey, I don't want nor need that. I've got to neutralize it. Now you've got to act based on the information. And many people may even be aware of all this, but do nothing. That's kind of like people that got vaccinated. They've stimulated an antibody artificially, yet they don't have the energy to do anything about that which they recognize as a threat to their health and safety and security. Like Kathleen Sebelius, like Leon Panetta, like the Obama administration, like the Bush administration before that. Anyway, messages, get out there, talk to people, communicate with vitamin L, hopefully. That's what we have here on The Healing Revolution. Thanks to Dr. King. Thanks to Andrew Wakefield. Thanks to, of course, Patty Finn. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to Corey for that great call. You can call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com for all the latest and greatest. Remember, Sunday show live on GCN. We'll be back for some advanced medicine. Jonathan Emord and Dr. Batar scheduled on Monday. Be back then because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Scott Bell Show.